News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Before all that, though, at 10 minutes past 7 on News Talk Breakfast, today is a huge day for, I was going to say for the Irish Rugby World Cup, but it's a huge day for Ireland as well, though. Today is the day we make our presentation to the world rugby. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, is leading that. It's basically a three-handed race, Paul. Ireland, France and South Africa. We're the favourites with the bookies. We're 4-11 with the bookies. South Africa next, 3-1. France, 11-2. It's a big deal. It would be huge for tourism if we were to win it. It would be huge for sport. It would be huge for rugby. There has been some criticism of the decision of the government to underwrite this bid to the tune of €320 million. Important to stress, though, underwriting is not the same thing, Paul, as footing the bill. Rugby World Cup tournaments have always made significant profits in the past. So massive day. And one of those closely involved or intimately involved with this is the Minister for Sport, Shane Ross. He joins us on the line. How are you feeling this morning, Minister? Are you confident ahead of this presentation?
Good morning, Shane. Well, we're very hopeful that we know we've done absolutely everything to prepare for this presentation, and the last T is crossed and the last I is dotted. And we know the competition is tough. We've got the French who are going to be in an adjoining room in London today, so are the South Africans. But we are, as you say, favourites because of the extraordinary effort which we put into this. And we've got everything in shape. And I don't think there's any flaw in our presentation that's going to be made today in London to Rugby World Cup Limited.
What will you be stressing? What positives will we bring? Because, look, you look at France, you look at South Africa. Let's be honest about it. They probably have an infrastructure edge on us. You look at the stadia that they have in France in particular, the transport systems they have. They probably have the edge in those areas. But we can bring other advantages. What will those advantages be?
We've got some really serious advantages here. You know, this is the first time, and we are a fresh bidder. We've never bid for this before. And that has advantages in itself for World Rugby. The advantage of that, of course, is that it will open the gates to a lot of other bidders in the future and make rugby a much more popular sport around the world. We've got a representative from the diaspora there, which will open the gate to 70 million people for World Rugby as well. We've also got one of the great points about this is it's a north-south bid. It's a bid which is made by both governments, north and south, which is fairly unique because of course rugby is it's an all-Ireland game. So that's really very very important for us and it's very important for them. I think they will see us as a very safe country. In which to operate Rugby World Cup. We've got the stadia. We've got 12 stadia on what they call the long list. That'll probably whittle down to about eight. We've got the infrastructure, and we've put up a financial package where not only has the government guaranteed the money, which is $320 million, as you already said, but it's also been put into legislation during May to actually underwrite and to make it bulletproof. So we've got a bulletproof financial underwriting there to appeal to them, and we've also got a north-south bid.
I presume as well, Minister, and I know this is somewhat of a sensitive issue, but I presume safety and security are something that will be an asset for us. South Africa has difficulties in that area in terms of the security of people visiting the country. France, and of course we wouldn't want to play on this or overemphasise this, but the reality is there has been issues in relation to security there. Is that something of an asset for us as well?
Yeah, I think it's not something we want to overplay because we think it is fragile and sensitive, but it's obviously something that we have a wonderful safety record, and others obviously maybe don't offer quite the same record, but we're offering political stability and we're offering an infrastructure and tourist welcome which is certainly equal to the others. We don't want to overplay that safety business, but it's quite obvious that our record on that is second to none, and it's something which no doubt they'll take into consideration when they're looking at the World Cup bid today. Yeah.
Okay, the €320 million we've mentioned already, the underwriting of you've heard the arguments against it. The argument being, how can we be spending this money at a time when we have a homeless crisis, when there are problems in the health service? What's the response to that?
Well, the first response to that is really this is 2023. And it seems like an enormous amount of money, but of course it's a guarantee. It's not money going to be forked out immediately in any sense of the word. It's a guarantee, and that 320 million euro would only click in if we didn't sell a single ticket. It's 120 million sterling actually, 120 million for the tournament fee, and then there's around 200 million pounds sterling as well for to guarantee the budget. That would only click in fact, in its entirety, if we didn't sell a single ticket. We're absolutely confident that we'll get 450,000 tourists come over this, and that we will. It'll be a sellout. It was a sellout in the UK. Well, over 90% sales in the UK at the last Rugby World Cup, and we're absolutely confident we'll be able to do that. So, you know, these figures are huge figures, of course, if they were going to happen. But we'll be taking out insurance on something happening, so that, you know, tournament cancellation against the possibility of something dreadful happening. But otherwise, I've seen some very, very solid projections, and they run the slide rule over all sorts of multiples and alternative attendance that show that Ireland will make a profit on this. And I think this is very likely in view of what's happened in the past. So I think we are confident that those sort of sums are not going to occur at all.
Okay, final question, Minister. Realistically, this is the biggest sporting event we could ever host. I mean, the Olympics and the Soccer World Cup are obviously much bigger events, but they are out of reach for a variety of reasons. Even if we wanted to host them, and there's a question mark about whether we would, they're out of reach. This is the ultimate for us, isn't it?
This is absolutely the ultimate. And the benefits for North-South relations, the benefits for the economy, the benefits for tourism, and the permanent benefits. It's not just going to be the economic buzz that will happen in 2023. It's going to be the permanent benefits by having 450,000 visitors, having had a wonderful tourist experience, sporting experience in Ireland. The benefits for Ireland will last for decades to come. We're really hopeful that, you know, it'll lift the nation. And this is a great ambition for us, and I think we're going to achieve it.
Okay. We wish you well today in the presentation. I think it would be fantastic for Ireland to bring home the Rugby World Cup tournament to here for 2023. Minister for Sport, Shane Ross, thanks indeed for talking to us.